Okay, so this is Parimi, and I'm sitting in the mainland European Convention site, and I'm sitting here with Karunabandhu and someone who's taken his name tag off.
Karunajala.
Karunajala, that's nice, two Karunas. So lots of compassion sitting here together. So I'm just going to ask them to say hi, and then I'll ask a few questions about how they're enjoying the convention. So would you like to just say hello and where you're from?
Okay.
And name again.
Okay, I'm Karin Ajella, and I'm from Berlin in Germany.
Hi, it's Karunabandhu from Berlin too.
Okay, so two Karunas from Berlin. So were you ordained together?
No.
No?
No.
Tell me when you were ordained and who your preceptors are. Just give us a little bit of a sense of who you are.
I was ordained in 2001.
Oh, it's a long time ago.
Yes, and ordained by Sadaloka.
If I remember properly, I was ordained in 2004 by Sona.
Okay, so not too far apart. 2001 and 2004, and now you're both in Berlin. So tell us a little bit about this place that we have in the convention. Have either of you ever been here before?
No, never. Been here before.
No, I don't think it's ever been used before by Tri Ratna.
No, it's the first time.
So do you want to give me a little bit of a description of it?
Well, it's very nice, like a big campus. Mm-hmm. There is one old main mansion and a lot of newer buildings around it. It's situated by a lake on a piece of land which is almost woodland. Yeah, mature trees by the water, reed, a boathouse which you're not supposed to enter because it's derelict. There are canoes you can use, you can go for a swim, and so on. Yeah, nice terrace we are sitting on here under umbrellas, sheltering us from the sun.
So I'm glad there's a bit of sun to be sheltered from, because yesterday there was not very much sun at all, was there? So this is the first time that there's been a mainland Europe convention. So is that a good idea?
Yes. I think it's the first ever mainland convention in Europe. And it's fantastic. It's a fantastic area. It's a little bit like the Lake District in Cumbria, but there's no mountains, and it's a big lake. This morning I went out on one of the Canadian canoes by myself, and I got into a little bit of trouble, because I was on my own and the wind was too strong and it carried me down, and I had to abandon and walk back, and people said, what's he done with the canoe? Came back by himself. But yeah, it's great.
Oh dear. And, so why do you think it's a good idea to have a mainland Europe convention? Why is it important?
Well, we were discussing it this morning, weren't we, in groups?
Yeah.
I thought one of the things is, in a way, to, I don't know how to say that, to maybe create a more mature order situation, like, which is outside England, in a way, because England seems to be still very much the center, and, I mean, there are good reasons for that. And many, many people are oriented towards Britain, where all the mature order members live, at least in Europe, more or less. And I think it's a good idea, not turning away from Britain, of course, but taking responsibility ourselves, and making the order more sound, more rooted in Germany.
More rooted,
I'm saying in Germany, in Europe.
Yeah. Well, the fact is that we are in Germany today, and I think the majority of people here are people who are living in Germany. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think there are 80 people in this convention, which is great, isn't it? I think the team are really, really pleased. Program? Anything interesting about the program?
Well, this is the first full day, and the first day always feels very full. I've been prioritising doing Qigong. Been to Qigong twice today. What about you, Karin Aban?
I can feel your chi now.
That must be why I was attracted to come and interview you two. It's because you've just been doing Qigong.
Yeah, well, that's meditation in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And then there is talks after breakfast. And the workshops, and I've been on the Qigong one as well.
Mm.
There's competition. I would have gone otherwise to the singing workshop with Atta Kusale. Do I get the name?
Atamitra?
Right. Atamitra, sorry. Mm-hmm. You can cut that out, can't
no,
you?
No, it's all right. He won't mind. No, I would like to have gone to the singing workshop, but I can't go tomorrow because we have a Spanish-speaking meeting tomorrow, and he wanted people to come for 2 days, so that was a shame. Anyway, I did a sleeping workshop on the lawn. I lay
self-led.
On a self-led solo solitary sleeping on the lawn, which was very nice.
And you gave a good talk today as well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that seems like a long time ago now.
good.
So anyway, you glad you came along?
Very much, yes. It's beautiful.
I'm glad too.
Good. So just before we finish, just tell us a little bit about the Berlin Center, since I have you here and I'm chatting to you. And you're both in the Berlin Center, which I have to say is really beautiful. I saw it myself for the first time this week gone by, and I was very moved. I thought it was absolutely beautiful. So what do you two do there?
Well, I've been in Berlin 10 months now, so I'm just finding my feet. It's my first time in Berlin. And I came to Berlin because there was a Buddhist center here that I could join in with. And yeah, it's a very beautiful center, very spacious, very young Sangha.
Mm-hmm.
Many people in the Sangha are around the age of 30.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a very, very good situation, quite a pure situation, newish situation. I really like it.
Mm. Where did you come from to come to Berlin?
I've been in Brighton 20 years.
Mm-hmm. That's where we've met before.
Yes, yeah. So I've been there.
So it's a bit of a difference?
It's a bit similar and a bit different.
Okay, what's similar?
Well, you know...
I mean, other than it's Tree Ratnan.
Well, yes, it's similar for that. But Brighton and Berlin, they're both very happening places. Mm. A lot of young people, a lot of things going on, a lot of art. Very culturally, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. They're both quite alternative cities.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's quite nice. Yes. And tell us what you do, Karin Abanda, in the centre in Berlin.
Yeah. For 5 years I've been working for the Berlin Centre now. I've been in England before. And yeah, I'm working in the office. And of course, like most other members in Berlin, they do many classes in the evenings. And for 2.5 years now we had a new centre, bigger centre. It's open for 2.5 years.
Mm.
And that is a long story. I think Amogaratna started in 2005 to look for a bigger center, and in 2013, in January, we finally could open the doors of the new center. And since then, the number of people attending the center, the Sangha, has doubled or tripled. I don't know. It's become much, much bigger.
Mm.
It's almost, apart from the order members, completely new Sangha. There's only a few people which had already been coming along to the old center. Some we lost, which is a shame, but many, many new people, interesting people.
It's funny how that happens, because when I lived in Valencia, we moved centre just across the road, really, and we lost people.
Oh, yeah.
It seems to happen quite often. So, anyway. Well, thank you very much, Karinas.
The Karina brothers,
exactly. The brothers Karina sounds better, doesn't it? It's better than the brothers Grimm or the brothers Karamazov. Anyway, brothers Karina, thank you very much for letting me come and interrupt your pleasant conversation sitting in the sunshine.
Thank you.
Any last words for people that aren't going to hear this until next week, I don't think, because there's no internet connection here. So I don't know if I'll be able to upload this till next week. But anyway, anything you want to just say to people out there listening across the world?
Please come and visit Berlin when you can.
Okay, that's a good message.
Remain in positive states of mind if you can.
Okay, that's good messages. Okay, thank you. That's over and out.